You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
NBA player Steph Curry, he is with the Golden State Warriors. He's at the Liberty University speaking to the campus there. By the way, his brother went there to play ball. And he's talking to them about what matters most. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos. I'm going to go straight to the convention here where they're meeting, the convocation, where they're meeting at Liberty University. It's very encouraging, this whole interview. You got to see it. But we're going to take you, as he's answering the question, what matters most?
First, thank you to Liberty for having me. This is an amazing opportunity to be here. Having seen my brother be here for a little bit, and obviously know Chris for almost 10 years now, and hear him talk about Liberty and his experience here, it's amazing to kind of be here and feel the love and the vibe and the passion for Christ that's here. So commend you guys on creating that kind of culture and environment. And a part of that is, as you know, just being, you know, confident in your abilities and the platform that God's given you in life, and using that platform to shine light on, you know, back to Him. That's the only reason I feel like I do what I do, and I've been blessed with the talents to do what I do. And so that hopefully is, you know, first and foremost, when you watch me play, you see that light shine through. You see the joy that I have for what I do. And the perspective, like I said, that whether it's, you know, like a sign after I make a shot, or the verses that I write on my shoes every day, the Lord's blessed me with these talents to do something special, but it's not about me. And, you know, that is something that I want to, my career and my life to be a reflection of, is His love and His grace and mercy. Whether, you know, winning games, missing, or losing games, making shots, missing shots, it's all about giving glory to God.
It's all about giving glory to God. This is so important. We always talk about, if you're going to reach a nation, and God's called us to disciple nations. And to do that, we have to actually, as believers, go into the mountains. And there's basically seven mountains of culture. You have the first, we always talk about the first mountain being the faith mountain, but we also have, with faith, we got family, education, arts and entertainment, government, and business. And what you're looking at with Steph Curry, he's in the entertainment. When you see sports is really an entertainment, very popular entertainment for America. And he's in that mountain, you know, shining the light of God. He's talking about, I write scriptures, you know, on my shoes, and I give God the glory. He said specifically, the only way I could do those shots, he is the only, talking about Jesus Christ, is the only reason I do what I do. And it's so important to have that light there in the business mountain. That's a huge business.
In the entertainment mountain. Yeah, business as well.
Yeah.
But he says that God's the one that's blessed me with these talents, but these talents are not really just for me. They're to give Him glory. Mm. And it's so important that we remember that, no matter what our platform is. Right. Steph Curry's platform and his mountain is an entertainment mountain. Yours may be business or maybe government. But whatever God blesses us with, it's for us to excel, succeed, to give Him the glory. That's what matters most.
And that's what we're focused on at VFNKB. You can go to VFNKB.com to find out more details. But he's called us to go into the world and be light, to be influencers into our mountain of culture. And you may be called to be able to be in a business mountain, or called to be in sports, which would be the entertainment mountain, like Steph Curry is. Well, he's being light there. He's bringing God up. He's in a Bible study with the guys in the locker room.
He's not running away from his faith. He's writing his faith on his sneakers. He wants his light to shine.
Yeah.
And that's what we do at VFNKB. We are here to help you and empower you to share secrets and success and coaching and tips to help you shine your light for Jesus no matter where you're at.
It reminds me, make sure you get the book. We have this free book available for you, just a small shipping cost. I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Fight for Your Success in Your Mountain. I don't care if it's basketball, government, business, education, whatever it is, we have a strategy for you here. Now, our next mountain we want to talk about is the government mountain.
Come on.
This particular man, his name is Senator James Langford from Oklahoma. He was in helping so many things happen, including freeing the pastor from Turkey, you know, bringing him back over. And President Trump said he was here every single day telling me to basically, you know, do something, get him free. And just a powerful man of God. He was recently interviewed about, here's a man that was in, he was in the faith mountain as a minister, and then God calls him to go into the government mountain as a person of faith to be able to shine his light there. And he has been, he's just been
an awesome light.
Oh, for his name will be written in the history books forever, you know.
Yeah.
He won't say this, but I could tell you, I mean, he's done some amazing things. You know, he was like the voice of reason during chaotic times. And he's got this voice, like he's some DJ voice or something, but he's not, never was. And so we want to go listen to him. This is somebody who is a believer that was ministering in the faith mountain. That was his job. But then the Lord called him to go into the government mountain. So he carried his same faith into the government mountain. He's being a significant light influencer in the American government. He's making huge changes throughout the government. Let's join Senator James Langford right now.
I was 22 years in youth ministry before I came into Congress. And knowing that a youth pastor is now a member of Congress either encourages you or terrifies you, depending on your experience with your own personal youth pastor and your own church in the background. But that's the perspective that I come from. And I have people all the time that will catch me and say, well, you used to be in a ministry position, but now you're in Congress. Now you need to set aside your faith because you're in a secular role and you need to make sure you represent everyone and not talk about faith anymore. Faith was your previous life. Now this is the new life. And I enjoy smiling at them and saying, I need to introduce you to a document called the United States Constitution. And in that document, Article 6, not the Sixth Amendment, Article 6 of the Constitution says there's no religious test for any officer of the United States. Whether you're a mayor or whether you're a member of Congress or whether you're on school board, whatever you may be, any officer of the United States, any official, doesn't have a religious test. That means you don't have to have a certain faith, nor take your faith off if you have a certain faith, or turn your faith off. So for me, I enjoy getting in this dialogue because I've done something audacious enough. It's that I've tried to keep who I am. We have people that come to Washington and change, and I've told people, if you're asking me to set aside my faith, you're asking me to do what most of us detest, and that is to be able to become something you're not when you come to D.C. And so I believe that a person can live their faith and to be able to practice that is a part of their ongoing dialogue. Not only do I believe that, I think that's essential in our culture to have respect for someone that's sitting next to you that may have a different faith than you, and to say, I choose to live my faith. It's their right to live theirs. But we live in a very unique country where you can both have a faith, practice your faith, change your faith, or have no faith at all. And it's all as an honor part of our liberties.
What a wonderful light he is into the government mountain. It's so important when you think about it. When you run for office, there is no religious test to run for office, which means this, by the way, if you're an American citizen, you have a right to express your religious freedom according to the First Amendment any way you can.
Freedom of speech.
So if there should be no religious test on you in the schoolhouse, you know, in the workplace, anywhere you are, you should be able just to express yourself freely about your faith. And so that lie that's been told historically over America for 8 years, it was told, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
The truth is that you have a free, as a citizen of America, you can have the freedom to be able to worship, you know, the freedom of speech, mm-hmm. the freedom to gather. You don't have to check with the government before you gather.
That's right.
And if you run for office, if you're a pastor today, but God wants you to be in a political office tomorrow, that's not a negative thing. If he's calling you to be a light in the government mountain, if anybody needs light, it's Washington, D.C. It is
dark.
So what are your thoughts about Senator James Langford? What are your thoughts about how he's expressing himself and how he's been a light influencer in government and stood up for America, the Constitution, I mean, for every American, because you stand up for the Constitution, you're standing up for every American. We want to hear from you. Comment below about that. Talk about Senator Langford. Talk about what he's doing. Share your thoughts. Is God calling you into government? Maybe you want to share your thoughts about that as well. And also write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. We're going into the mountains, thinking about how we can impact a culture. And we do that by going into the mountains of culture. We talk about that with family, with faith, with education, with government, with arts and entertainment, with media, with business. And you're looking at right now the business mountain. When I think about someone who's really impacted the business mountain with the gospel, with light, the gospel would be David Green,
David Green
family.
Absolutely.
Who built the Bible Museum, who built the Hobby Lobby, this great company that sells wonderful things, but also blesses so many people with it. As a matter of fact, let's join David Green. He's the founder of Hobby Lobby. His son and him founded the Bible Museum, one of the tallest buildings outside the Washington Monument now.
At the tune of $400 million.
In Washington, D.C. And I got a chance to be there for the grand mm-hmm. opening, early opening of it. And it was just, it's a beautiful place. You got to go. But the man we're about to hear, Mr. Green, David Green, was the one responsible for making, because he said yes early on in his mm-hmm. life, about being an influence, him and his wife. They've made this major impact. Now their sons are carrying. It's just amazing what's happening. You can do this too. Maybe you're the next David Green or the next Steph Curry or the next James Langford, right?
Absolutely.
It's time. Let's go listen to David Green now as he shares about how it all came about. Take a look.
The beginnings of Hobby Lobby was really a manufacturer that we borrowed $600 to start manufacturing little frames in our garage. And from that point, we opened our first store. And from that time to today, we now have 520 stores. Our sales are $3 billion. We have no long-term debt, 22,000 employees. So we really feel God's blessings has been upon our company. It is our desire as the owners of this company to do everything we possibly can in terms of helping strengthen the families of our employees. We've been through a lot of different schools that we give anger management for people. We've Dave Ramsey's classes on how to handle your finances. We've had over 1,000 individuals to take that class to help our employees. So we do a lot of classes. We have 4 full-time chaplains now that work not only in the stores, but also here at the corporate office. Of course, closing on Sundays, real important to us. Giving our managers a 5-day work week is very important to us. Closing at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, so maybe a parent can tuck their kids in bed before they go to bed at night. We do everything we possibly can to be a help to our employees of how that they can structure their life based on biblical principles. It's not something that's forced on anybody, but it's there for them if they would like.
It's just something that was natural for us to do, is to include that in our business principles, the way we raised our family. We just felt like whatever we did, we wanted to do it for the best. But it's just a part of our life that is, we can't separate it from our work and our family life.
My convictions enter into how we run our business. The convictions on how we treat others, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So we're always asking those questions. Today, in fact, we've had vendors call us and they couldn't believe it because it would be a longage. And they would send us $8,000 or $10,000 more than they should. And our people are advised to let them know longages as well as shortage. It's a conviction that we have based on sound biblical principles. And so in every area that we feel like that would be something contrary to God's word, that becomes a conviction for us. And just caring about our people is a conviction. And so we want to love people, and we want to be example the best we can to be a Christian example to all of our employees.
Powerful, powerful. Look at it, a $4 billion company, over 500 and some odd stores, 520 stores.
Yes.
Has over 1,000 people that attended the
Dave Ramsey
Summit. Course, which of course Elijah and Jonathan and
Isaiah.
I heard Isaiah right here with us. They've attended it. Of course, Elijah turned me on to listening to him. He used to be really different. Now
he's a change.
He's a changed man.
Interesting about Dave Ramsey. David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby. I went to a business conference with him, and this man really follows through. He said that he really wanted to give his company to the Lord, and he had so many people. He said, I heard this, and so many people were advising him, Christian people, not to officially do this, but he did it on paper, corporate papers, right. Gave it to the Lord, and spoke to every single person in his family, uh-huh. Sons, grandchildren, and they all had to agree
right.
That they were going to not receive any future funds
right.
Entitled, because he said, this is God's company.
Right.
And I don't know if my, you know, great-great-great-great-grandchild is going to be following the Lord. And this
right.
Company belongs to the Lord, and it's just a beautiful thing. So they have set up in a trust.
It's easy to give a $100 business to the Lord, but if you give a $4 billion business to God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the business amount. We talk about, this is like a huge reward for us to see and to hear how David Green has focused on being such a huge influencer in the business mountain. He's infected all the other mountains with his light as well. But think about this. When you read in the Bible about men and women, what they did, and you look at the perspective of what David Greene has done, that's a big swath of history book that he's impacted for the glory of Jesus Christ. That's so powerful, including all the children, they say, in regards to fighting, you know, the Obamacare mandate to be able to abort your children, having to pay for that. They said, we're not going to pay to have children aborted.
They were looking at a $36,000 fine
a day
per employee per year.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yes. Amazing.
Well, listen, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts when you see people like David Greene? Realize because he was faithful, he started with $600 with his wife in the garage putting frames together. Despise not the day of small beginnings. John, so many people want to get there to this $4 million company, but they don't realize it starts with $600.
That's right.
And in your garage. And I talk about that in I Will Fight. I talk about very specific struggles people are having because this is where people see. People see where they want to go, the summit. They see that. And they see where they are, but they don't understand the journey you need to go on to get there.
That's right.
So they spend a couple of weeks, a couple of months, maybe a year or two somewhere, and they go, well, we're just making frames. Like, that can't be. And God's going, if you'll stay faithful to it, if you'll dedicate this company to me, this business, this car dealer, this carpentry, whatever business you have, you know, give it to God. And now you're working with God, and what you're doing, it becomes more meaningful.
That's right.
You become a ministry. Your ministry at your employees, you're actually ministering to them and wanting their marriages to be good, wanting their finances to be good. You're caring about your customers. You're caring about the environment, which means you're impacting the environment and also the government of the people. I mean, it's a powerful thing you can do.
Yeah.
But it begins with you saying, I'm going to commit to fight for my success. Get your free book. We have it for you. Just a small amount for just shipping it to you, right? The shipping and handling. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And there's a wealth transfer is coming because God wants to get wealth like he did to Mr. Greene, David Greene right here. But we have to position ourselves. And we have to be men and women of integrity and character like David Greene and the Greene family so that God could get money to us and it actually stays with us and actually we're able to impact others with it.
We believe you're watching this program today because you're one of those folks that God wants to use.
Yeah.
And so get the book. Go to VFN, you know, KB.com and get it because within it you're going to find this book, over 500 wisdom nuggets, tools, strategies that you're going to need to implement step by step. It's going to bring you great encouragement because everybody, like you said, wants to climb up the summit. They just don't have a roadmap. They don't know how to get there.
Or about the fight, too, to get there as well.
That's right.
And some people, John, by the way, are also, they love audio. They, you know, necessarily are a text reader. And of course, we have the book for you, but also you'll find out when you're there, you'll be able to have a chance to get the audio version. And some people like to listen more than, or read and listen. And I'm going to sit down and make available for you. We're sitting down and making available for you. At least around about 30 minutes where we're talking about taking things deeper to help you get a better understanding of each of these strategies. John and I sat down and be able to do that for you. So much stuff available there. You can find out at VFNKB.com. I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Fight for Your Success. Comment below about David Greene. Comment below about what you're doing in the business mountain. How are you being a light in the business mountain? Have you dedicated your business to Jesus Christ? It's so much better showing up at work when it's no longer your work anymore. It's God's work. You know what I'm saying? You're showing up and dedicate your car, dedicate your home, just give it up.
Everything.
It's His anyway. You know, but dedicate it back to Him, and all of a sudden you're doing it with God instead of for God. Comment below. I want to hear your thoughts on David Greene.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.